Richard, warmest congratulations not only in winning the Phil Laura medal but also winning the title. It must be satisfying for the team to get the job done.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. I think the boys came out there with a job and it wasn't going to be easy. We knew that from the beginning. They came out, played exactly how we thought they were going to play and better. So we really put in a hard work and it paid off.
Well, certainly you own the breakdown. You must have got at least five or six turnovers yourself, so no surprise you've got the inaugural Fillmore Royal Medal. How have you seen your season so far? It's been one of those things where you've just signed a fresh deal with the Western Force, which we must be satisfying, but you've been sort of slogging away for a while, getting heaps of caps for the Spirit, but just not quite getting into the Force team, and of course you'd be really happy that Matt Hodgson's decided to stick around for another year.
Yeah, it's been a process, and I think all things come in time. I've worked hard for a long time, and I've worked with Hodjo, and he's worked with my game. And one of the focuses coming into this NRC period was my turnovers. So I'm glad that it showed tonight, and hopefully going forward I can fill a spot in the Force. Yeah, it's something that we worked on. I mean, we started off the season and it wasn't so great, and we worked very hard on our line out, our scrums, and our mauls. To pay off in the last three games, it's been a lot of hard work, but it's worked and it's paid off.
Of course, now there'll be pressure on you blokes to deliver next year and become a better team when you go to Super Rugby. 12 years at the Force, but it's one of those things now. It's sort of put up and shut up time.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, we'll take positives from this game, but I don't think we're going to look at this game for too much. I mean, we've got to look for the future. We've got to look on what we can do to play against the best teams in the world, which is, you know, we've got to put our best foot forward and play what's in front of us, really.
It all starts at club level for you, and you're part of the university there. Of course, McGilray Oval is where the Spirit played this year as well. What have they done for you?
It's been a long process for me. They've helped me out a lot with my rugby. There's a lot of players there that have helped me out throughout the... I can name heaps. I mean, the coaching staff, the players, they've helped me develop my game. They've given me game time, which is really the pinnacle of how you get better, is playing games. They've supported me in any way they could, and they still do support me as best as they can.
You don't sound like you've got an Aussie accent, like a Ferdinand bloke.
Actually, not from South Africa, I'm from Namibia. But I classify myself as Australian. I've been here for 15 years. I came over when I was about 8. I played all my rugby here and through the WA system. So I classify myself as Australian. I might not sound like an Australian, but at heart I am. I think for me moving forward is I just got to take what comes in front of me. Next step. So we've got a big pre-season ahead. And then if I manage to play Super Rugby next year, I'll be stoked about that. And I'll put my best foot forward.
Well, of course, Namibia has always been part of the fabric of the World Cup, and they've been in the Curry Cup this year, not too many wins. Do you think that's great for the nation, having a bit of a look at it yourself, being an old Namibian boy?
Definitely, it's important, very important. And it's good to see the players, instead of a lot of the Namibian players go play in the Curry Cup, leave Namibia, and then they come back. So you're not building a relationship between everybody in that team. So now that they're in the Curry Cup, they can build a team environment, and they can start working harder to be a little bit better at the World Cups. But I've been super happy with how they've been going.
And of course, you're a Christian. Tell us a little bit about your walk with the Lord and what it means to you.
It means a lot. It's a big deal for me. My whole family is Christian. You really got to put your heart in the Lord. And then the way that I play out there, I play for the Lord. When it gets to tough times, I'll call on Him and I'll be like, mate, help me out here. I'm struggling. So it's not just a go to church sort of thing. It's an actual relationship with God, and it's helped me out a lot. And I think this is why where I am is because of Him.
Yeah, well, warmest congratulations, Richard. Wish you all the best as you move forward for the Western Force. But you're part of the inaugural side at the Perth Spirit, who's helped themselves to the Bill Corp Cup, and forever you'll be known as the inaugural winner of the Phil War Medal for the Man of the Match in the Bill Corp Cup final.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I'm super stoked, and all the boys will are stoked as well. And I mean, as I said before, it's not just an individual sport, it's a team sport. So they help me just as much as they've got the medal just as much as I've got.